The Theater School at DePaul University presents Into the Woods, music and lyrics by Stephen Sondheim, and book by James Lapine, directed by Barry Brunetti, musical director Mark Elliott, choreographer Kelly Mariansky, vocal coach Claudia Anderson, scenic designer Sophia Blood, costume designer Kira Pitts, lighting designer Joseph Clavel, sound designer Agata Pasia, dramaturg Mariah Schultz, stage manager Ben Gates Utter. This production of Into the Woods takes place between November 3rd and November 12th, 2017. Originally directed on Broadway by James Lapine, orchestrations by Jonathan Tunick, original Broadway production by Heidi Landisman, Rocco Landisman, Rick Steiner, M. Anthony Fisher, Frederick H. Mayerson, and Jew Jamson Theaters. Originally produced by the Old Globe Theater in San Diego, California. The cast of Into the Woods. Narrator, Sean Westland. Cinderella, Delaney Feener. Jack, Vin Nguyen. Jack's mother, Courtney Peck. Baker, Jason Lee. Baker's wife, Katie Travers. Cinderella's stepmother, Jillian Scale. Florinda, Emma Page. Lucinda, Anna Connolly. Cinderella's father, Jonathan S. Campbell. Little Red Riding Hood, Gabby Gillespie. Witch, Layla Rodriguez. Cinderella's mother and granny, Christina Euphrat. Mysterious Man, Theodore Boone. Wolf, Cinderella's prince, Skylar Okerstrom Lang. Rapunzel, Marianne Van Nopen. Rapunzel's prince, Michael Morrow. Steward, Cedric Hills. The videotaping or other video or audio recording of this production is strictly prohibited. Into the Woods will be performed with 1 10-minute intermission. Into the Woods is presented by special arrangement with Music Theater International, MTI. All authorized performance materials are also supplied by MTI. Director's note. Into the Woods is a quest journey for each of the characters in Stephen Sondheim and James Lapine's musical weaving of some of our most cherished fantasy tales. As these characters pursue their individual quests, their lives mirror our own, since each of us is continually in search of something. The quest itself is always already aligned with desire, want, passion, and the wishes that are a part of our dreams. At the same time, our journeys, like those of our characters in the play, are very often superseded by outside forces, unexpected obstacles and crises that stand as interruptions in the forward movement of our lives. And our wishes often entail consequences that remain outside our expectation or control. The context of the story here is intimately connected to the relationships between and among family members, parents and children primarily. It is a context that situates each of us in a liminal space where fear and loss intersect with hope and redemption, I wish. Director Barry Brunetti. Dramaturgy note. Fairy tales can seem like foreign concepts, buried in layers of metaphor, psychological interpretations, and messages of morality. It's easy to get lost. But these stories are also records of human desire. Jacob and Willem Grimm, on whose story Stephen Sondheim and James Lapine's Into the Woods is based, adapted these tales that had a tradition of being verbally passed down from one generation to the next. The Grimm brothers weren't collecting and publishing these old tales for nostalgia's sake. They were bringing to life characters based on ordinary people we have since come to know and love. Characters like Cinderella and Little Red Riding Hood weren't just creations of fiction, but embodiments of the struggles of real people. These struggles often included poverty, deceased or absent parents, and a craving for independence from one's family. Families were incomplete, violence was an ordinary occurrence, and characters wandered aimlessly, waiting for others to change their destinies. The stories reflected a longing for a better life. Struggle was rewarded with conventional happy endings of marriage and the defeat of evil forces. Into the Woods breaks from this tradition by arguing that as humans, our needs are endless. We do not have the luxury of living in a happy ending. Sondheim and Lapine hold up that magic mirror to our reflection. We cannot ignore the problems of the giants in the world or the witches in our own backyard. We also don't live in a world of good versus evil, but somewhere in between. Righteous actions are not always rewarded, and often injustice must be endured. Though urging us to accept light and dark moments, as well as those troublesome middles, Into the Woods reminds us that it is our darkest moments when we realize who we are and what we need. It isn't always good or right or clear. In these times, we must find courage within ourselves and not forget to accept kindness and empathy from others. As the show tells us, hard to see the light now, just don't let it go. Things will come out right now. We can make it so. Mariah Schultz, BFA 4, Dramaturgy and Criticism.